Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you on ESPN Upstate, a couple of polls on our Twitter page. Diesel, you put up one a few minutes before the show started, and you said, hey, Clemson LSU tonight, 8 p.m., should we talk about it? There must be a lot of people out there just wanting to be on the negative side today. 49% have said no, we shouldn't talk about it.
Nah.
Do you think those 49% wear garnet and black on Saturdays during football season?
I think half of our listening audience or our Twitter audience is tired of hearing about Clemson football.
Well, the bad news is I don't think it's going anywhere. Another Twitter poll, which has 63 votes. Who is under more pressure in tonight's national championship? A very interesting poll. Who is under more pressure in tonight's national championship? 75% of our audience has voted LSU, which leaves 25% that have voted Clemson under more pressure. I don't, you know, Gene Sapikoff earlier in the show brought this up. I don't see how Clemson is under more pressure. I think Gene hit the nail on the head in saying LSU is under all the pressure in the world. It's basically played in their backyard. It would be like Clemson playing the national championship right here in Greenville. They have not been on this stage in a long time. They have a head coach who I hate to be negative about this, Diesel, but who is kind of unproven on the big stage. And that's not a shot to Ed Orgeron in any way, but Ed Orgeron is not proven on this type of stage. He has not proven himself. So I think the pressure is 100% on LSU in tonight's game. Do you think it's on Clemson in any way?
Well, yes and no. I mean, LSU certainly will have the pressure in that you're right. They are in an unproven situation. They have not been here before. Ed Orgeron has not been in a game this big. Granted, LSU plays in a conference that every week is a big game. You know, they play LSU. I mean, they play Alabama. They play the Georgias of the world. They play big games every single week. Now, the question is, will playing so close to home add a little extra pressure? Would being away, like, if they were at a true neutral site game, which, you know, you couldn't say Atlanta would not be a neutral site game. I guess the closest neutral site game would maybe be this game being held in Jacksonville or being held in Miami or something like that. That would be the most neutral site possible of all the championship destinations. Maybe that will add a little bit of pressure to them as well. I mean, all of the players will have all of their family there. Their girlfriends are going to be traveling to the game. Their second girlfriends are going to be traveling to the game. And, you know, it's going to take on a different connotation for LSU. And then the question is, how does Ed Orgeron respond? Because you're right, we have not seen him in a game this big before.
And again, I like the guy. I think Orgeron's a terrific football coach. And I think Ed Orgeron will continue to be a terrific football coach in this sport for a long time, especially in the way that he has this team rallied behind him. And not only the team, but the city. And not only the city of New Orleans, but the state of Louisiana. It's incredible what Orgeron has done with his staff. I think it's an incredible talent, an incredible year for LSU, but he is still unproven at this level of national championships. I want to get away from the college football talk for just a few moments. A lot of college football talk coming up on the show today. It's still two more guests set to join us to give us an LSU perspective. Two guests that cover the LSU Tigers. So we'll get back to the college football national championship talk, and you can still get your thoughts in on Twitter at TheColeBryson. Also text 71307. Start your message with ESPN. But several very interesting games this past weekend in the National Football League. I'm not sure if you followed all of these games, and by you I mean the listener. I'm not sure if you sat down and watched all of these games, but man, probably the most interesting game of the weekend happened on Saturday night, the Titans and the Ravens. Tennessee Titans came into this game with a win over the New England Patriots, where they stunned a lot of the NFL world and knocked off Tom Brady and New England. Well, all of a sudden, they're now facing probably the hottest team in the NFL and maybe the best offense and the hottest quarterback in the NFL, and the Baltimore Ravens. And what does Tennessee do? They shut down Lamar Jackson. And as far as the total offense, Lamar Jackson still got his statistically, but they shut down this Baltimore offense. The Tennessee Titans 28-12 over Baltimore. The Titans now playing in the AFC Championship. That game caught me off guard, as I believe it caught most people off guard. So the Titans will now be playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, where the Chiefs, in a very interesting game as well, defeat the Texans 51-31. And if you were watching that game like I was in the first quarter, you thought, man, the Texans are going to roll this thing. Deshaun Watson has a chance to play in an AFC Championship game in three quarters, and then a win gets him to the Super Bowl. Well, after the Texans go up 21-0, what happens? Kansas City scores 28 in the second quarter, 13 in the third quarter, and 10 in the fourth quarter. It's not good when you only score 10 in the second half, or excuse me, when you only score 7 in the second half when you're the opposing team. The Chiefs came out slow, but they scored 51 points in three quarters and held the Deshaun Watson-led Texans to just 7 points in the second half. So there is your AFC Championship matchup set. It is going to be the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Probably not the most expected AFC Championship. A lot of people thought Tom Brady still had it in him to get back to the AFC Championship. And a lot of people, including myself, thought the Baltimore Ravens would represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Neither of those are happening, as the Titans will now be playing the Chiefs. Looking at that matchup, I'm going to be honest. The Chiefs have the advantage, in my opinion, just because of what Patrick Mahomes is able to do through the air and on the ground. Ryan Tannehill doesn't present much problem on the ground as a run threat. Now, someone who does, that would be Derrick Henry, who carried the ball 30 times for 195 yards in the win over Baltimore. I still think this could be a very competitive game, and it wouldn't surprise me if Tennessee won, but I think Kansas City has the upper hand here and has a very good chance to go to the Super Bowl. In the NFC, we saw the 49ers sneak past the Vikings in a game that really wasn't that entertaining. Kirk Cousins wasn't very good. He only threw for 170 yards, and the 49ers prevail, and they will go to the NFC Championship. Led by Jimmy G, and they will play the Packers, who squeaked one out last night after Seattle tried to make a comeback out of it in the second half. So the Packers and the 49ers will play in the NFC Championship, and then, like I said earlier, the Titans and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. So a lot to look at, look forward to in the NFL. Your big blue bloods aren't there that you normally have. It's weird seeing New England not in the Super Bowl picture, not in contention for the Super Bowl, not even playing in the AFC Championship. And same thing in the college football world. Not seeing Alabama in the national championship is quite surprising. Now, I want to transition from the NFL into a debate, if you will. And I have always been, Diesel, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have always been on the side of pro four-team college football playoff. I have always been for the college football playoff being just four teams. Now, Tennessee, the Titans in the NFL this past weekend proved that teams can win when they're not that top seed. So I must admit to you that my theory in college football so far has held true, but the Tennessee Titans in the NFL kind of proved, hey, maybe this should be a little bit wider of an expansion. You have a Tennessee team who only won, what, nine games during the regular season and wasn't that good at home. You have them now all of a sudden playing the AFC Championship. So that, to me, kind of gives me a little bit of concern for the NFL and this playoff system where anyone can win. Now, in college football, you have a four-team playoff that I have always been for. I've always said I don't think you need to expand it. So that caused me to look, Diesel, that caused me to look at the college football top 10. And what I want to know is there anybody in college football who could have done what the Tennessee Titans did in the NFL this past weekend? As we all know, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma finished top four. They finished 1, 2, 3, 4 in the final college football rankings. The top 10 were Georgia, 5, Oregon, Baylor, Wisconsin, Florida, and Penn State. Of those teams that I mentioned, Diesel, I want to hear your opinion first, and I'll give you mine. Any of those teams, in your opinion, Georgia, Oregon, Baylor, Wisconsin, Florida, Penn State, were any of those teams this season capable of doing what the Titans did and making an upset run, a Cinderella story type run, if you will, and upsetting two of the best teams in college football as the Titans did with the Patriots and the Ravens?
I think out of those, Penn State probably would have had the best chance. But you asked the question, could anybody do it? We'll never know because it's such an insular system.
So you don't like the top?
I don't like a 14-team
playoff. You don't like it. What is your reasoning? I mean, do you think that there are more teams out there like these ones that I just mentioned that could win the national title?
Sure. Any given team could win on any given day. I've said it on this show many times. It needs to be an 8-team playoff. You should be required to win your conference to get in. That's the only guaranteed way to get into the 8-team playoff is to win your conference. The group of five needs one representative, and you can have two at-larges. That's two opportunities if you maybe lost, if you were an Alabama or somebody like that, and you were you seem to be a shoe-in and you lost your conference championship game, you still have an opportunity to get in despite not having won your conference. And any system, I've said it many times, any system that automatically excludes half of your member institutions is not a legitimate national championship.
So do you think Wisconsin could have knocked off LSU in the playoff?
Wisconsin would have been tough. But, I mean, sure, they could have.
Or Baylor as a 7th seed in a fantasy 8-team playoff.
Why not?
You think Baylor could upset Ohio State or Clemson? I don't see it. I don't think, you know, you have the bubble is usually one or two teams.
But why are so many people so afraid of finding out?
Well, I don't think it's being afraid of finding out. I think it is an expansion for no reason, an expansion that accomplishes nothing. And that's probably the best way to put it, in my opinion, is an expansion that accomplishes zero, that accomplishes nothing. Because in my opinion, I don't think Baylor or Wisconsin as a 7 or 8 seed in our fantasy 8-team playoff, I don't see them knocking off an Ohio State or Clemson or LSU to even say the least.
Yeah, but you remove all objectivity as to who should be in the playoff, and it makes the four teams 100% subjective. Well, I mean, we spent the whole season saying, well, Clemson didn't play anybody. Well, how do you even begin to wrap your mind around qualifying their strength of schedule and comparing it to another team's strength of schedule and comparing that to the field's strength of schedule? Why not force a team to win their conference to get in?
So you're okay
everybody says if you add more games, it waters down the regular season. No, it doesn't. If you have to win your conference to get in, it makes every single week matter.
Well, here's the thing, though.
How does it not? How does it not matter if you lose, if you don't win your conference and you're out, then that matters.
I just don't see how you let a team that, could potentially lose four or five games into a playoff system where you're trying to figure out who the best team is. Again,
how often does that happen, though? I mean, you're talking you're bringing up, you know, really unlikely examples.
Well, Wisconsin says, was 10-4. I mean, they lost four.
What if Pitt goes and knocks off a Clemson in the ACC title game? Well, that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But if you do, if it does happen, then you've got the possibility of the incredible Cinderella story. Everybody loves a massive playoff when it comes time for basketball, but all of a sudden, when it comes time for football, oh no, we can't have that. we can't add some other teams in there who might actually have a chance to win it. Plus, anything can happen in a playoff where you add more and more games, because then you have to win three games in a row to win. And that's tough. That's tough for anybody. I mean, sure, Clemson and LSU and Alabama and Oklahoma have been set up to do that in the past, where winning three games in a row is not that hard. However, you're having to win three games against top competition.
Well, to your point about watering down the regular season, I think it does in the sense of, let's take, for example, a Clemson, who this season in particular, we have known all season since the North Carolina loss, and I'm putting that in air quotes because they didn't really lose, but it was a loss, you know, in the eyes of some people. The whole season we've known that Clemson has no margin for error, zero margin for error. So we have followed Clemson as they have had zero margin for error. If we make this an 18 playoff, Clemson can definitely lose a game. Clemson may could lose two games, as long as they win the ACC championship. So to my point, again, we're talking about how the Tennessee Titans in the NFL have kind of opened this topic back up. I think it waters down the importance of every game mattering. Now, Diesel, for example, Clemson this season, they
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Played a lot of nobodies, right? They played a lot of teams that probably shouldn't be on that schedule because the ACC is so down. But in an 18 playoff, Clemson could lose to Wake and still make it. So I don't like that. I don't like the fact that Clemson could still, or a team, I'm just using Clemson for an example here. I don't like the fact that a team could still lose a couple of games in their conference, or per se not even win the conference, and go to the national championship. You heard Nick Saban years ago.
That's every single year in the SEC.
Well,
everybody gives the SEC a complete benefit of the doubt. You lose a game, okay, you're still good enough. I mean, look at Georgia. They lost to South Carolina.
Yeah.
They lost to South Carolina, and we're in the conversation.
And that's a big reason they weren't in the top four.
Yeah, but again, Tell me how forcing a team to win its conference waters down its regular season, because that makes every single game matter. You have to win. If you don't win, you're out.
Right. Well, I think Nick Saban said it a few years ago that he thinks you have to win your conference in order to be there.
Sure.
And then Alabama the next year didn't win their conference and got there. So funny how that worked out. But I think there are so many examples. I mean, Tennessee in the NFL, the Titans, kind of gave us just a little bit of a light on what may happen if there were a Baylor or a Wisconsin or a Florida that snuck in to the playoff and made a run. They kind of gave us a picture of what that could look like. Reggie Chatman Jr., covering the LSU Tigers, joins us next on ESPN Upstate. I'm Cole Bryson. Reggie Chatman Jr. on the other side. Back with you on ESPN Upstate. Diesel and I were talking during the break. I don't know if you watched it this past weekend. I don't know if you get into FCS football much. North Dakota State now has won their third national championship in a row. They lost it in 2016. They have won a national championship in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 15, 17, 18, and 19. As a D1 football program, they were Division II. They went Division I in 2011. They won it the first year they were Division I. And now North Dakota State has won 8 national championships since they have been
unbelievable.
A Division I school. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, people talk about Alabama being a dynasty. Nah, that's a dynasty.
That is unbelievable.
And I guarantee you, people look at their record of how many Power 5 wins they have in the last, 6-7 years. It's a little bit deceptive because they're not out there playing the best of the best Power 5s.
No.
I mean, they're playing the Illinois of the world. They're playing the Rutgers of the world. But still, you're getting Power 5 wins. And you're playing teams with 22 more scholarships than you and supposedly better facilities than you. Mm-hmm. But, that right there is proof of how much football culture actually means. And that team, if anybody ever had the cojones to invite them into a Group of Five conference, they would run that. They would win the MAC every year.
Let's put them in the ACC.
Why not? You got some other
as
weird teams that shouldn't be in there.
As bad as the ACC is, they make it win one game. They make it beat Wake Forest. I don't know.
Pretty sure they'd win 5 games a year in the ACC. I mean, they just have that football culture in Fargo, and that's got to be on your bucket list. If you're a football fan, that's got to be on your bucket list to get up and see a game in Fargo. I think it's like a 25,000 seat dome, and the decibel readings are off the charts.
Yeah.
Every single game is sold out before the season starts. It's just nuts in Fargo, and I got to get up there and see a game one day.
The worst team in the ACC this season, when you look at how bad this conference was, you look at like a Georgia Tech or an NC State, who NC State was 1-7 in the conference.
They would rip Georgia Tech. They would.
North Dakota State would, really?
Yes, of course they would. They would rip Pitt. They would rip Boston College.
Right. Where would North Dakota State finish in the ACC this season?
Overall,
you had Virginia, obviously representing the Coastal.
They would
6-2.
They might not win that game. I mean, I'm giving North Dakota State a lot of credit here.
In the Coastal? Let's not even put them in the Atlantic. It wouldn't be fair with Clemson. But put North Dakota State in the Coastal with Virginia Tech, Pitt, Miami, UNC, and Duke, and Georgia Tech. They beat Georgia Tech, you think?
Yeah.
They beat Duke?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Probably, yeah.
They beat North Carolina? I don't know. I mean, that'd be a close one.
It'd be a close one, but, I'd give them a shot.
Miami, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So you think they finished third?
I think they finished third in the Coastal. Yeah, I really do.
Oh, man. That'd be a jump, wouldn't it? 9 years ago, Division II football.
And I'm talking about with 22 fewer scholarships.
Yeah. Yeah. Then 9 years later, you're in Division I and you've won 8 Division I national championships at the FCS level. and you put them in the ACC and they finish fourth?
Sure. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
You mentioned something just a moment ago.
Do you want what I'm smoking, by the way?
I do. I do want to see them in the ACC because it's bad. You know, it can't get any worse. It's really, really bad. So, sure, let's try it. Let's try it. You mentioned the word dynasty. I tweeted out yesterday, Diesel, that with a lot of this dynasty conversation going on, I wanted to give my thoughts on where Clemson was as far as a dynasty goes. Let me first say that I think the word dynasty is probably thrown around way too much. But I think Clemson is on the doorstep of a dynasty. I know was it last week? There was a poll here on our Twitter account about what would it take for Clemson to be a dynasty in football. I tweeted out yesterday at the Cole Bryson on Twitter. I said, if Clemson knocks off LSU tomorrow, talking about tonight, 1 year after demolishing Alabama to claim their fourth national title, they absolutely are a dynasty, and I think it will only continue. I do not have in my picks Clemson winning tonight. I pick with my brain, not my heart, and I think LSU wins tonight, Diesel. But if Clemson were to win tonight, in your opinion, is this a dynasty for this Clemson football program?
They if they win tonight, they are on the doorstep.
So you think they'd have to win maybe one
more? I'm talking about going through the threshold.
Okay.
I think they have to legitimately be a dynasty. You got to win two more, at least two more in the next 3 years to be there.
That's a lot.
I know. It's asking a lot. But, hey, to be a dynasty, that is asking a lot.
It is.
I mean, you're right. People throw that word around too much. Like, you win two in a row or two in 3 years. Like, is that a dynasty? No, it's not. Or people throwing around the word GOAT. Not everything can be the GOAT, okay?
Right.
Being the GOAT means you're the tippy top of the spear.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
top.
Clemson is on that. They're in the driveway now.
Okay.
They win tonight. They're on the doorstep. They win next year or the following year. Then that's dynasty status.
So Alabama won their first national championship in a long time in 2009. Before 2009, it was a good while since Alabama had won. I think it was actually 92 under Gene Stallings when Alabama won before their 2009 national championship. In 2009, they won it. In 2011, they won it. In 2012, they won it. Also in 15. Also in 17.
That's five.
That's five. In a 10-year span.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good explanation for dynasty.
Five and being in the playoff, you know, all those years.
Every year but this one.
Right.
Since the playoff was birthed. So Alabama won it in 2009, 2011, 2012, 15, and 17. Clemson has won it in 2016 and 2018, and with a chance tonight, could win it in 2019. Now, they did win it back in 1970, what was it?
81.
81, I'm sorry. I was going to say 71. 1981. Clemson won it under Danny Ford in 1981. So this would be their fourth tonight.
I went back and looked at the poll. I found it. Has Clemson achieved dynasty status? The choices were, if not, what will it take? The choices were yes, already a dynasty, 45.8%. Winning Monday will make them a dynasty. So 47.5% say okay. If they win tonight, they've achieved dynasty status. And 6.8% say they got to win tonight.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And one more, and I'm in that 6.8%. I didn't vote, but
I
aligned myself with them. And, you know, again, clearly the homer vote, 45% saying right. They're already a dynasty.
Well, I think if they win tonight, I think in my opinion they are absolutely a dynasty, because they will have won it in 2016, won it in 2018, and then won it in 2019. And of those 4 years that you win it, 3 out of 4 years, that's not bad. I mean, that's as close to dynasty as you can get. I do understand what you're saying, though. They're on the doorstep.
People can say 29 wins in a row all they want to, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't have a ring. Well, you know, ask the Warriors. That year they had the greatest record in NBA history and lost in the playoffs.
And even last year, I mean, the same scenario. I think there's a lot to be said about rings. I think rings really translate to a dynasty more than anything, especially more than a record of 29-0. But I think if Clemson wins tonight and has 4 or 3 out of the last 4, I think they are a dynasty. You can get your thoughts in 844-477-3776. The text line is open as well. Text in by texting 71307. Start your message with ESPN. Diesel, the text came in. Does anyone see this as a LSU-Auburn game like 9-6?
No. No.
No. I don't think so.
No.
If it is, I will come on the air tomorrow and apologize.
You don't have to apologize. Your take is your take.
But I do think you're crazy if you think it's 9-6. I'll apologize for calling you crazy if you believe this game will be anything close to 9-6 like the LSU-Auburn game. So we will see. A lot more to talk about. Reggie Chatman Jr., we'll try to catch up with him shortly, as well as Madeline Adams of KLFY in New Orleans as well. Coming up, a lot more to get to. You can call in. The phone lines are open. 844-477-3776. I'm Cole Bryson on ESPN Upstate. Back with you on ESPN Upstate. It is National Championship Monday. We will be with you again tomorrow. I'm glad, honored to be with you again tomorrow to break down what happened or what will happen tonight. Tomorrow's show is going to be a good one. A few guests already lined up, and it's going to be the show after the National Championship. It could be really interesting. It could be really depressing for a lot of upstate South Carolina Clemson fans.
You know what would make for better radio? It's Clemson losing tonight
by 70.
Yeah, that'll make for fantastic radio. I mean, I know you know what's going to happen tomorrow. Let me go ahead and pre-screen all the calls tomorrow. Just in general, who are, you know, bitching about the referees, because it's going to happen. Somebody's going to call in, God dang referees had it in for us, home cooking down there in Louisiana. Shut up, man. Shut
you
up.
You don't think that'll happen.
I don't know what crew they're going to get. I don't know if it's going to be a Pac-12 crew or a Big Ten crew, but it's definitely not going to be an SEC or an ACC crew. So stop it with the whole home cooking thing, because it's not going to be the case. So anybody, just go ahead and put it out of your mind now. Don't call us tomorrow to talk about referees, because we don't want to hear it. What's that mantra? Don't put yourself in the position where referees can affect the game. Leave no doubt. That's what they say.
Hey, there's an Ohio State fan on hold. Won't even talk about the referees. I don't know who the officiating crew will be tonight. That's a good question. But there is a point to be said about letting referees dictate a game. But I'm pretty sure, Diesel, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Pac-12 referees tonight. And there is a point to be said about the Pac-12. I mean, have they seen football that's been close? Have they seen football that comes down to the final fourth quarter? I'm just messing. But I am seeing reports where Pac-12 officials will be the ones on tonight's national championship. You like that? You good with Pac-12 refs?
I would have preferred Big Ten refs, but okay. You know, Pac-12, it is what it is. At least they're not Big 12 refs.
Yeah, could be worse. Let's go to the phones, 844-477-3776. Steven wants to get in on tomorrow's discussion. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, yeah, so win or lose, if you are not a fan of Clemson, it is going to be insufferable tomorrow, because if Clemson wins, you're going to have to listen to all the talk about the dynasty, and it all be deserved. But if they lose, the next year when Clemson runs the table in the ACC again, you're going to have to listen to all shimmy-dimmy talk about how they're just on the Roy bus. And, you know, they don't get no respect because the ACC, you know, it's a good conference, so they just put them on the Roy bus. Either way, we're in for it. This is going to be brutal.
Well, what you want, if you're not a Clemson fan, you want Clemson to lose, because then you get to listen to everybody crying and whining about it. Oh, we lost him.
Listen,
okay, he dropped.
He dropped the mic. I mean,
yeah, he did.
Dropped the mic. I think.
No chance for a follow up with Steven. Okay, I'm surprised he didn't want to talk Army football.
That's a good point. I mean, tomorrow's discussion, I think Clemson fans are going to be rather quiet if they lose. Here's the bottom line: nobody likes to lose, and nobody likes to even worse talk about a loss. The first thing you want to do when a loss happens is lock yourself in a closet where there's nobody to talk to. The last thing you want to do when you lose is to talk to someone.
I don't know. Have you ever listened to the Tennessee postgame show where people just call in and,
well, those people
and
aren't
talk
normal.
About the loss? I mean, if they didn't talk about the losses, they wouldn't have anything to talk about.
We're talking about Tennessee now. I mean, you know, let's be.
That's one of the greatest sports talk shows ever, by the way. It's an online-only call-in show.
That's probably
after
the
Tennessee
it's
games. Yeah, well, yeah, it's completely uncensored. Yeah. It's completely uncensored, and it's phenomenal radio. Just FYI, think about that for next year, especially the last couple of years when Tennessee was awful.
But I mean, you know, I think if Clemson wins, I think Clemson fans are going to be on cloud nine to the extent of Diesel. I've said this many times. Clemson fans, including new Clemson fans, including Clemson fans who have been Clemson fans for 70 years, they need to understand that what's happening right now isn't normal. What is happening right now for Clemson football doesn't happen often. And it's sad to see, but it happens to every fan base when you have success. You reach a little bit of point where you're kind of satisfied. And you think, you know, at no point will this ever stop. You're content with what you have. But Clemson fans need to realize, and I think most sensible Clemson fans do realize this, but this isn't going to last forever. It should last for a few more years. The way that Dabo Swinney has set this program up for success in the recruiting world and the staff that he has around him and the culture at Clemson, I think that's more important than anything. You're going to see this continue for a few more years unless something catastrophic happens. But I've seen a lot of Clemson fans over the past few years that are so just satisfied, so content, and they almost think this will never end. And I've got news for you. Do you remember the 5-game losing streak? I hate to bring that up. The five years in a row you lost to South Carolina? Do you remember the years before that? And the years before that, it's going to end. And I hate to be the bringer of bad news on this National Championship Monday, but my message to Clemson fans is, hey, whatever happens tonight, tomorrow, don't not call because you're sad. Call because you're happy that this has happened to your program. There are a lot of South Carolina fans who I'm sure would love to be in your position losing a national championship because you won three.
Texter at 71307, win tonight makes Clemson a dynasty. They have been in the college football playoff 5 times, and they will have won it 3 times in 4 appearances. So during the college football playoff era, here they go. They're starting to narrow this thing down farther and farther. During the college football playoff era, they would actually be the only dynasty.
Okay. Well, that's not a big sample size.
Yeah.
You know, the college football era, what, it start in 15?
Yeah.
That's not many years, so it's hard to say that a dynasty can happen in 4 years. Now I do.
And
agree.
No one is ever going to break down the last 50 years of college football and into the playoff era and the non-playoff era as far as looking at dynasties.
Yeah, and
do you win titles or do you not?
Yeah, listen, I agree with the first point. If I've already said it just last segment. If Clemson wins tonight, I think they are a dynasty. But, you know, to say there's a dynasty in the college football era, I mean, it's kind of tight. That's a very tight window. We'll continue this conversation as well as take your calls, 844-477-3776. I, even a Clemson fan, a fan of the Clemson athletic program, always have been, always will be, I tonight am picking LSU to win. I'll tell you why up next. This is ESPN Upstate. If you haven't seen it, I believe Diesel just retweeted it. I have as well on Twitter at TheColeBryson. There is a lot of things about having a national championship in New Orleans that is benefiting.
It's a fun town.
That is college. That's benefiting college football. But I think the most impressive so far is seeing a man on Bourbon Street in nothing but a thong and a tiger tail.
It's not the first time a man has been on Bourbon Street in nothing but a thong. I can promise you that.
But if you haven't seen the picture, you have to go look on Twitter at the Cole Bryson. At you put on the ESPN Upstate account?
Yeah, I just retweeted it from at ESPN Upstate.
At ESPN Upstate, the things in LSU on Bourbon Street have gotten a little crazy, and I can't expect what it'll be like tonight. Can you imagine not being in the stadium again? Being in the stadium watching this game is probably incredible, you know, in the Superdome in New Orleans. But can you imagine being on Bourbon Street watching this game? Whew. You might need a...
I can...
I don't know if you want to have kids
mentally
anywhere.
Picture the smell, yeah, right now.
And only through the microphone.
Yeah, if you take your kids to Bourbon Street, you're a bad parent.
Just don't leave anywhere near it.
I mean, you can be a block off Bourbon Street and you're fine. But if you take your kid to Bourbon Street on a weekend at night,
much less
you're a bad parent.
A night like this. I can't stop. I mean, this picture is incredible. His shoes, his hair, he's got a pom-pom. I mean, it's unbelievable. So if you haven't seen the pictures yet on Twitter, at the Cole Bryson, pretty good stuff going on. In Baton Rouge, in New Orleans, probably natives of Baton Rouge, also on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate. A lot of our friends, a lot of our colleagues in the media profession have arrived at the stadium. They are tweeting pictures, and right now the stadium is obviously empty, but I'm going to tell you, the pictures that I've seen outside the stadium, Diesel, it looks very heavy, LSU. Now, aren't both teams allotted the same amount of tickets for this game? I mean, wouldn't Clemson get the same amount of tickets as LSU would through the school, at least? I know there's a lot of tickets online, obviously, who are probably being swamped and bought by LSU fans. But the most of the pictures that I've seen have been very, very LSU heavy as far as the fans go. I know there have been a lot of Tiger fans that have made their way down, but as Dabo Swinney said, I really do agree with him just because of where this game is. If it were, you know, in a different school, a different location, I may would disagree and tend to say otherwise. But with this game being in New Orleans, one of the craziest cities, if not the craziest city in America, Dabo's right. This isn't an away game. This is a game in a foreign country. I mean, I think Clemson, even in the Ohio State game, even against Ohio State, they still were outnumbered because of the location of that game. Obviously, a far trip to Arizona. Obviously, a 9-hour ride in the car is not something everyone loves. I know a lot of people have sold their tickets. A lot of Clemson fans have. But I have seen mostly LSU fans through social media just bombarding New Orleans. Is what you would expect. I think that's what everyone would expect. But I'll be very interested to see tonight on the TV broadcast. By the way, I think there are like 11 different broadcasts tonight, 11 different ways to watch this game. But I'll be very interested to see how many Clemson fans are in the stadium. I'm Cole Bryson on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.